It is one of the most beautiful natural wonders in the nation, and a place whose century-old history provides a unique combination of the natural and the historical. We head to northeastern Arizona for this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. The Grand Canyon is the best-known natural wonder in Arizona, but in the Navajo Nation, near Arizona's border with New Mexico, you'll find another amazing canyon. It's called Canyon de Chelly National Monument.
The canyon floor has attracted people, you know, for farming, for agriculture, because water does run through there, and also the shelter that the walls provide.
William Yazzie says the broad canyon floor turns green in the spring, a contrast with the browner and more barren plain above the canyon. The water flowing here has attracted people long before the Navajo. They settled in the area, growing crops around the canyon streams as well as the surrounding plateau. But in the mid-1860s, the Navajo, like many other tribes of the West, were forced from their lands.
The Long Walk is a dark period in Navajo history. It occurred between 1864 and 1868. The Long Walk of the Navajo is similar to the Trail of Tears with the Cherokee. It's a forced removal. The Navajo people were...
The Navajo were forced onto a small reservation near Fort Sumner, New Mexico. In the summer of 1868, the Navajo were finally allowed to return here to northeastern Arizona. The magnificent canyon has always been a place of beauty, attracting visitors from around the world.
The Park Service is not the landowner here. It belongs to the Navajo people, but the Park Service works with the tribe to have the monument. And there are Navajo people that live inside the park boundaries. It's a national monument to the Navajo people and to the ancestral pueblos.
Navajo guides must be used if one is to enter the canyon floor, but visitors may drive the roads around the rim of the canyon on their own. It is truly a natural wonder of the U.S., a home to Native peoples for centuries. Traveling the countryside at Canyon de Chelly near Chinle, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.